And it's time to go to the movies now with our resident film critic, Jason DeRosso. Jason, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Jason, this first film, it's making quite a stir, isn't it? It's a film about a white girl taking her black boyfriend home for a weekend to meet the parents for the first time, and things go horribly wrong. It's called Get Out. And it really is taking America by storm.
Yeah.
Why has it hit a nerve?
Well, it's hit a nerve, I think, because it ingeniously highlights the hypocrisy of the white middle-class liberal, I guess. It's this horror movie that's a bit like a cross between Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Rosemary's Baby. This African-American guy comes back home to the family home somewhere in Leafy in upstate New York. All these kind of elderly white people arrive for a party, and suddenly they're sort of saying all these strange off-color things to him, sort of making weird comments and allusions to, you know, what the intimacy is like between the young couple and just prying where they really shouldn't be prying. And what's more, there are a couple of black, well, servants, really. There's a gardener and an African-American housemaid who both have this sort of glazed look over their face, over their eyes, which sort of does suggest something sinister is afoot. And, well, in fact, there is something very sinister. But I think the film, which, you know, was made for less than $5 million, it's raked in something like $170 million at the American box office. It speaks with a kind of uncanny eloquence. It's a lot of fun, but very eloquent about the kind of confusion and disappointment of race relations in the wake of the Obama presidency. I'll play you a clip now. This is a section of the trailer.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean and hug me, my man.
So how long has this been going on, this thing?
Do you smoke in front of my daughter?
I'm gonna quit.
She'd take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
I'm good, actually.
You ready for this?
I'm back in the beat.
Get out!
Yo!
Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys.
Yeah, everything's not okay.
Everything's not okay. Okay. There's an Australian connection here with
Get
Out?
Yeah, there is. The cinematographer of this film is Toby Oliver. He's an Australian cinematographer who's just moved over to LA. He's shot all sorts of things, from Wolf Creek 2, which is kind of in the same wheelhouse, to Looking for Ella Brandy, of all things. And he's one of my guests on the show this week. So, yeah, but Get Out is fantastic. Get out and see it, I'd say.
Yeah, no, I think you've got to know about this movie by the sounds of it. Also on The Final Cut this week, you're discussing the demise of the Brisbane Film Festival, Jason. How significant is this?
Well, look, it's really significant because not only was it Brisbane's major film festival, and of course we know that Sydney's film festival starts in just a few weeks, Melbourne's is just around the corner too. This was the only capital city film festival in Australia with an Asia-Pacific focus. It had joined forces with the Asia-Pacific Screen Awards as a showcase for cinema from the region. Now, the Asia Pacific Screen Awards, APSA, are going to continue on, and there's been a statement that they will be organising screening schedules throughout the year. But certainly the demise of a capital city festival like this, which has been, you know, going on for decades, is never a good look. And the other guest this week is a veteran industry analyst and the editor of Arts Hub, David Tiley, who'll be, you know, exploring with me some of the reasons behind this and where perhaps to go now into the future. I'll play you a clip of that interview.
The festival movement is continuing to grow. There's over 1,200 film festivals of that kind around the world now, and they're valued by a very large number of cities. It's part of a city's cosmopolitan front. It's a terrific opportunity for its screen culture tragics to do stuff, and it's also a very powerful opportunity for its students to learn. The optics for Brisbane as a cultural centre are not very good at all. And in terms of breaking open that old vision of Brisbane as being parochial and slow, it really doesn't help to have this sort of stuff happening.
Yeah, so that's David Tiley. As I say, there are many reasons behind this, but we'll be talking about, exploring some of those on the show this week.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Jason DeRosso, and he'll bring you The Final Cut on RN every Friday morning at 11:30. You can download it anytime, wherever you get your podcast.